Hi everyone, my name is Xiang Song from IPS Group of Shanghai Jiao Tong University and Fudan University. Today I want to introduce our work on revisiting software zero copy mechanisms for web caching applications with twin memory allocator. This work is done with Ji Cheng and my advisor Haibo and Bing Yu. Network applications can easily be limited by the speed of network I/O processing, including both physical limitations and efficiency of network subsystems. One of the key limiting factors of network subsystem is data copy. Data copy overhead using traditional system calls like send messages is usually non-trivial. This is usually due to the cost of data copy and the following cache thrashing problem. To show the cost of data copy, we made an experiment using NetProof benchmark. The x-axis shows the package size and the y-axis shows the execution time of processing a single UDP packet. From the figure, we can see the cost of data copy increases with the package size, while the cost of other steps does not. The cost of data copy increases from 5.8% to 19.2% when the package size increased from 32 bytes to 1,208 bytes. To explore the cache thrashing problem, we made another experiment using memory cached benchmark servicing getter requests with two kinds of values. From the table, we can see the major cause of L2 cache misses is copying the user data into the kernel buffers and find the associated key value pairs for each request. These are greatly related to the data copy. The zero copy techniques can be used to eliminate the data copy overhead, but the challenge zero copy facing is data mutation. When application wants to send the data into the network, the data will first be processed in the network stack and then copied to the NIC by the DMA device. However, after issuing the DMA request, the application can continue to execute assuming the data is sent out. While this is not the case, as the DMA device may delay the delay copying data from memory into the network device. Thus, it is possible the application may modify the data before the data is processed by the DMA. Hence, carefully designed zero copy mechanism is required, but most existing zero copy mechanisms do not fit for many applications. The send file and splice system calls need a file backed user buffer. Some systems, such as FBuf and IOLite, require new APIs and is microkernel oriented. The on demand memory mapping and copy on write mechanisms is limited by the basic data protection granularity of the hardware and the corresponding alignment requirements. So before proposing the new zero copy mechanism, we look inside into the data mutation problem. We take memory cached as an example. This is the basic structure of storing item. The key and value data are collocated with the metadata, such as ref count. Usually, the metadata is modified while the key value data is not. For example, when processing a get request, the doItemGet function is called before the data is sent out, during which the ref count of the corresponding key value pairs are modified. After surveying several web caching applications, we found it is common the metadata and the network data are collocated. For many applications, modifying the metadata does not mean it will modify the network data. However, protecting the network data while also protecting the metadata because of the data protection granularity. We call this the false sharing in protection. Thus, it is quite intuitive to let applications to separate the network data that will be zero copied from the metadata that is does not. Thus, we propose the Z-copy system. The system composed of twin memory allocator and a kernel subsystem. The resulting system is especially effective for web caching applications, as we will show in the evaluation. Here is the basic architecture of our system. We use a twin memory allocator to separate the allocation of memory according to the application's semantics, and a Z-copy proxy to distinguish the data. For normal data, the memory is allocated from a generic memory allocator such as glibc allocator. Sending this data will cause data copy. For zero-copied data, the application will allocate the memory from a specialized memory allocator called ccalloc. When sending the data, the cc proxy will identify the zero-copied memory block and bypass the data copy step in the packet processing. We also provide protection for the zero-copied data against the true network data mutation. However, due to the minimal memory protection granularity and alignment requirement of a page size, it is still wasteful to alloc one page for each request of small memory blocks to protect them from the data mutation. So to limit the memory wasted, we aggregate memory blocks with small sizes into a basic memory unit, the page block, and we will write protect the page block when it is full of zero-copied data. This is especially friendly to reusable data such as the cached key value pairs in a memory cached server, as the cached data will be required multiple times during its lifetime. A traditional network package here includes a package header and a package body and several data fragments containing data copied from the user space. So how does the data organized by bypassing the data copy? For zcopy package, all zero copied data are linked as data fragments, which refers to the data blocks in the user space. So here we show how a network package is processed in zcopy system. First, the zcopy system will copy the prior non-zero copy data, if there is any, just after the header. Then it will iteratively handle the user data buffers in iterations. For zero copy data, it will build a data fragment by referring it to the user level data block. For non-zero copy data, it will create a new data fragment and copy the data from the user space into the kernel buffer. After all user data is handled, the network package is transferred to the DMA device. The zcopy prototype is built based on Linux 2.6.38. It's composed of user-level memory allocators, calloc, which is built based on streamflow memory allocator, a zcopy proxy handling UDP and TCP packages, and a data protection module to provide protection on zero-copied data. Our experiments were conducted on two Intel machines, one as a server and another as a client. The two machines are connected through a gigabit network. Due to the time limitation, I will only present the result of memcached benchmark here. The memcached server caches multiple key value pairs in memory. For a long run perspective, the cached key value pairs are not expected to be modified. It takes only 10 lines of code modifications to port memcached to use zcopy. We use memory slab test suite as the client and run only one memcached server using a single CPU core. This table shows the performance of memcached server servicing UDP connections on zcopy Linux and vanilla Linux. The x-axis shows the package size, while the y-axis shows the throughput of the server. It can be seen the zcopy outperforms vanilla Linux when the package size increases above 256 bytes, as the benefit from zcopy outweighs its overhead. The network throughput reaches its limitation when the package size exceeds 1024. The maximum speedup of zcopy is 41.41%. To further look inside why zcopy outperforms vanilla Linux, we profile the UDP package processing time with different package sizes. It can be seen the package processing time increases with the package size in vanilla Linux, but it does not increase in on zcopy system. A lot of time is saved for data copy. Further, the L2 cache miss rates are also reduced on zcopy for all cases as shown in the table. The hottest function copy user generic string on vanilla Linux disappears on zcopy. This table shows the performance of memory cache D servers servicing TCP connections on Zcopy Linux and Vanilla Linux. The axis shows the package size, while the y-axis shows the throughput of the server. It can be seen the Zcopy system outperforms Vanilla Linux when the package size exceeds 256 bytes, as the benefit from Zcopy outweighs its overhead. The network throughput reaches its limitation when package size reaches 2048 bytes. The maximum speedup of Zcopy is 40.8%. In our future work, we plan to study and evaluate the performance of Zcopy on other network-intensive applications as we focus on web caching applications in this work. And we plan to extend Zcopy to efficiently run on multi-core systems, and we also plan to extend it to 10 gigabit network. Here comes to our conclusion. In this presentation, I introduce Zcopy, a lightweight software zero-copy system based on a twin memory allocator. The experiments on Intel machine shows that Zcopy outperforms Vanilla Linux for web caching applications. Thank you for your listening. I'm glad to answer any questions.
Just a brief clarification, Herbert Bos from VU University Amsterdam. So you mentioned that FBAFS is different because it's focused on microkernels.
Yeah.
But essentially, it's doing the same thing, right? You could do the same thing.
Yeah, it can do the same thing.
So is it in any other way different from what you've done?
We do the zero-copy from different views because we provide different allocators to handle the different kinds of data. The most difference is the FBAF is based on the microkernel, and in such systems, it is easier to do the memory management. So we just want to build a zero-copy system on a system like Linux or something else, because a lot of application can run on such systems, but they may not run on a microkernel.
All right, thank you.
Hi. So in Linux, you can zero copy a buffer to a pipe with VM splice, and then splice that pipe into a buffer directly. Have you compared your approach to that? Because that would be zero copy too.
Yeah, I know. But I think if you use splice, you have to have a file back or pipe back.
No, there's VM splice.
Which
zero copies a user space buffer to a pipe, and then you would splice the pipe into a socket.
So you have to use the pipe system to assist this?
Yeah, but that's zero copy.
But we haven't evaluated whether modify application to use such system calls is heavyweight or hard to do, because in our system, modifying application using Zcopy is very easy, as we show in here, modifying a memory cache D server only takes 10 lines of code, and you also do not need to know how memory cache D handle the data. You only need to know where it allocated the data.
Okay, come talk to me after the talk. I'll give you the 2 lines of code to send data this way.
Okay, thanks.
Hyungsu Park, in your slide, you showed that the 20% of total time is attributed to data copy, right?
Yeah.
But you showed in the evaluation, you showed that your Gcopy can improve performance by 40%. So how do you explain that?
Yeah, because we take advantage of Zcopy from 2 points. The first point is the data copy, and the second point is cache miss. We can reduce cache miss because copy the data will also dirty the cache. But if you avoid copying the data, you avoid the data thrashing problem. So most of cache is consumed by the key data, so you can find the data faster than if you copy the data.